Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week in our Heartbeat, I shared all about how prayer helps us to overcome temptation. And I started by sharing about the Garden of Gethsemane, the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and how he takes his disciples with them. And he goes off to pray, and we know this is right before he's about to get arrested and then he gets crucified. And so he's, you know, praying to God, God, would you take this away from me? And, you know, it's obviously a very distressing prayer for him, but he says, you know, your will, God. And then he comes out to find his disciples fast asleep. And he says to them, this is the verse that I want to really focus on. It's verse 38, Mark 14, verse 38 says, keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And as I shared in my Heartbeat, I've always felt sorry for the disciples.
But we'd be like them probably.
Oh, I think I'd be completely asleep. Like them. That's right.
But it like definitely way more stressful for Jesus because he was human. And so he perspired. He said he perspired tears of blood because it was so terrible what was going to be occurring to him. Yeah. But it was very stressful for the disciples too because he kept saying, I'm going away. We've got to go to Jerusalem. They said, but it's dangerous in Jerusalem. So they would have been stressed as well. And I don't know about you, but stress can make you, well, it makes you very anxious, makes you use up all your energy. And then you're just exhausted.
Yep.
And so they were exhausted.
Yeah.
And they fell asleep.
And when I've read that, I mean, I would have either heard that story read to me or read it myself a number of times.
Yes.
But whenever I've got to that part, I always just think, oh, but they must have been so tired to like, they can't stay awake.
Yes.
And thinking, kind of thinking really it was Jesus saying, why aren't you staying awake? I need the support. Now, maybe it was an element of that. But now that I've done more reading on it, it was actually Jesus saying, you need to stay awake and pray because you're about to face
temptation and trials
in the same way Jesus was facing a trial.
And so if we think about it, we're not with Jesus right now. He's not going to his crucifixion, but we need to stay awake and alert in the spirit, especially because we don't know what trials we're going to face. So when he says keep awake, remember the scripture where it says because the enemy prowls like a lion ready to sort of devour you. That's where we've got to stay awake and that's where prayer helps us because it's the spiritual armor that we put on that will protect us from the enemy.
That's it.
So, yes, we can still be tired in our spirit. I've often been praying, especially the rosary, and all of a sudden I feel like, oh, because I've sat down.
You're asleep.
I've sat down, I'm saying these prayers and I'm trying to concentrate on the prayers, but because it's repetition prayer too, I've all of a sudden gone, oh, my goodness, I was asleep for 2 seconds. I don't mean to, but very much it was like, I think, like you said, Jesus wanted the human support, the support, the people with him. How often we want that?
Yeah.
We want our people with us, comforting us, a hug around, you know, hugging us or something, supporting us. But then it was the spiritual keeping awake.
And some versions of this same scripture, instead of saying keep awake, will say watch. Or others will say, be alert.
Yes.
So be alert.
Yes.
And we'll get more into that prayer kind of in a spiritual battle. We'll get into that later. The end of this verse that I also like that I think really sums us up as humans is the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Oh, yes.
Like how often do we just want to do the right thing and we just can't do it?
But it's the
like
same when Saint we make Paul. Our New Year's Eve resolutions or we decide we're going to give up or take on something in Lent. I'm going to do this. I'm going to spiritually do this. And then all of a sudden we realise we've gone back to our old habits, the human old habits.
Yeah. And the way you say it just then makes me think of, like you used the words, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. does it fail because we're weak? We're doing it in our own strength.
And not taking on
God's strength.
I'm going to do
this. Yes, rather than like, God, come with me, which is the whole, again, the point of what Jesus was saying is pray because you need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To come in you. You need that grace.
Yes.
Because Jesus knew
we would be weak.
We are weak.
We are weak.
That's right. That's right. Like when I was doing my reading for this and like, you know, researching some different things, it was only then that I saw that Peter, who's gone with him and, you know, Jesus has said, you know, pray. Peter, only earlier than this, has just said to Jesus, I won't deny you. And then later that night does deny him because Jesus knew
your
spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Like, yeah.
It's also, though, when the people came to get Jesus and arrest him. And what does Peter do? He grabs the sword of one of the servants and cuts one of the soldier's ear off, right? And Jesus, like, says, no, we're not going to do it that way. So he's already saying we're not going to do it in the human fighting way. There's another way that I work, and we all understand a bit more that it's the spiritual way of fighting.
Yep.
It's the spiritual armor we need. We need the spiritual sword. Mm. And what's the spiritual sword? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Yep.
And that's why we read Scripture. That's why we might remember some bits, meditate upon them, learn them off by heart, because they'll come back to us when we need them.
And that was, I spoke about that just very briefly, about the armor of God and how we need to put on the armor, you know, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness.
The feet of peace.
Yes. But then at the very end of that chapter in Ephesians, it says, and pray at all times. So it's like, put on all the armor, but you also need to pray.
Yes.
Like, you can't just be wearing the armor.
No.
You need to, it's actually the prayer that helps the armor to work because of the Holy Spirit.
What's prayer? Conversation with God. But what's that? It's saying, God, I need you. And he'll go, great, I'm available. Because if we don't let him into our life, everyday needs and problems and difficulties and joys and celebrations too, he respects that.
Yep.
And so doesn't get involved. But we say, we need you, Lord. I've got these issues. He'll go, great, I'm there for you. He's always there for us anyway. Yep. But he wants the invitation.
So let's talk about then the importance of prayer. One of the things that I shared that I read in the Ignatian Study Bible was that when we pray, or rather, sorry, in talking about the verse of Jesus saying to the disciples in the garden, keep watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptation. In learning more about just the words temptation, this study Bible that I was reading says the graces we need to overcome our weaknesses must be sought through persistent prayer. Although the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to live victoriously, the struggle is not minimized or made easy. So just because like we pray doesn't mean the struggle goes away, but God graces us with what we need to walk through the struggle, to overcome it.
And we all know there are times when we pray and God seems to answer immediately. But there are times when we pray and we pray and we pray on the same topic, same subject, can be family, can be illness, can be whatever, and it's like God doesn't hear. But he hears, but often he withholds his hand or withholds his answer to see, will we persist? Yep. Are we that faithful or that trusting in him? Or it also builds up our trust. We can't see him working, but we say, Lord, I can't see, but I believe.
Yep.
I trust in you. You are amazing. Because it actually, he knows that in this world we're going to get battered around. And if we don't have persistence and perseverance and the spirit protecting us and putting on that armor, we're going to be battered and bruised, you know. And we may still be a little bit battered and bruised, but not to the point where we're defeated, because he's with us. And, you know, you think about if you're going to run a marathon, you go training. You don't just think, I'm just going to run a marathon tomorrow, and you've never been trained. You're never going to make the finishing line. You're never going to make, you know, probably 1 kilometre. you have to put in that effort and that, you know, training. And it's the same with prayer.
Yeah, prayer helps us. Well, that's probably a good description in that prayer is the training for when the temptation comes. Because what I was trying to get across was, like, prayer anchors us in our faith with God so that when the trial comes in life, when temptation comes, we go, no, that's not how God's taught me
to
live.
That's not true.
That's not, yeah, exactly, recognizing truth.
Yes.
If we pray, that's a great description. When we pray and we anchor ourselves to God, then we can recognize truth so that when lies come to us, we go, no, that's not what God says about me and who I am and how he wants me to live.
I remember ages ago someone came to me and said things weren't doing very well in their life and that people who meant well but came to them and said, well, you must have all this sin and all this problem and all this. And they said, so I've been looking at my life and trying to, make myself make sure I'm living the right way and that. But I really look and I think, I'm not such a bad person, surely, that God's given me all this whatever. And I said, no. I said, that's not the truth. God doesn't send it to you because you're a bad person. You know, he doesn't condemn you like these people were, the way they were speaking to her. He might convict you and say, come on, change. Come towards me. Come and do the right way. Come and love. So when you were looking at your life, you were trying to look at what you needed to fix up, say, but then it was like, well, you know, and I said, that's what you had to go to. What's the truth? What is the truth? And in all of that, in seeking it out, then she felt at peace that things weren't being answered in my life, but not because I was a bad person and God was being mean to me. God was saying, I love you. I want you to walk with me closer.
Yeah.
I want you to pray with me more. And it turned her whole life around. And not long after, her prayers were answered. You know, you've got to look at what the truth is. And we know the truth is written in Scripture. So if you're not sure, go read. If you're not sure even what it means, interpret it. Go find someone who has more greater knowledge or wisdom because they've lived longer with God. When I say lived longer, it doesn't mean the age, just been with God for a longer time, and go and ask their advice. Don't just, you know, think on yourself. Don't go look to the world's values. Go and be wise in where you get your advice from.
Yeah. I've just put prayer helps us through our temptations and trials because of the everyday prayer.
Yes.
So it's not just, I don't think, the prayer at the time when we're tempted or the time when struggle is in our life. Yes, that's very important. But it's because of the everyday, I just sit down with God and I build that relationship.
And it's not necessarily the words you even use.
No.
Lord, I'm here. I give myself to you. Help me in these needs. Yep. I praise and give you all the glory. And it's the surrender every day. It's the acknowledging of God who he is and acknowledging who you are. I cannot do this, Lord.
Yep.
I need your help. And then when help is really needed, when the trial or temptation or whatever happens, you get this inner strength that you go, whoa, I didn't know that was within me. Now it's not you. It's the Holy Spirit within you giving it to you.
Yeah. I've got for our weekly challenge to recommit to our daily prayers, to just recommit. And maybe for some of us, if we're already doing that, it can be going to constant conversation, praying for God all the time about different things, talking to him throughout your day, just recommitting and that daily surrender, like you said. Yeah. We hope that conversation has really blessed you. Maybe it's challenged you for this week. We pray that you have a wonderful week and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.